Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming out to our first panel, our first session for the for this year's Philadelphia Society 44th annual meeting, our meeting on Europe, the United States, and the future of Western civilization. That title, I suppose I shouldn't say this in front of a conservative audience, but it brings to mind Gandhi's comment. He was asked what he thought of Western civilization, and he replied, "It might be a good idea." Well, it's more than an idea, and in fact, Americans have often viewed the West as an idea, and David Gress wrote a very interesting book, The Idea of the West and Its Enemies, From Plato to NATO, the Western Civ Survey course. And the problem with the idea of the West is that it tends to abstract Western civilization out of its historical context and out of its cultural context, indeed out of its religious context, and it turns into a grand narrative of one thing after another. And what we're going to do this morning on this panel is to put the context back together and look at Europe, religion, and Christian culture. Culture is of a cult, is an essential part of a culture, meaning religion. And as societies lose or gain the faiths of their fathers, lose or sustain, I should say, their faiths of their fathers, so they lose or sustain parts of themselves. And it's been a long-standing theme that the United States and Europe are different in that regard. And I remember an experience I've had, or a couple of experiences traveling recently. One, I was in Bavaria a few years ago, and I went into a beautiful Baroque church. Mozart might have set the music to be played at Mass. It was gorgeous, and there was a little picture with photos from a Sunday school class, and there was also a little sign directed at the tourists: "This is not a museum." So you had a sense of a living connection with past, present, and future, and a place where people actually went to church for the purpose a church exists. And then traveling in the United States, you go through airport bookshops and you see all of these books by various ministers of religion, but it's not about the church, it's not about the gospel, it's the gospel of me. And one thinks of people like Joel Osteen, whom I never would have heard of except in the world of the airport bookstore. And people go to this stuff, and this is not quite the faith of our fathers, is it? So the idea of Europe the godless and America the godly, it's probably a little bit more complex than that. And to explore some of these complexities, we have Dr. Samuel Gregg, who has written and spoken extensively on questions of political economy, economic history, and natural law theory. He holds a doctorate of philosophy degree in moral philosophy from Oxford University. His books include On Ordered Liberty and the prize-winning The Commercial Society. Dr. Gregg publishes in journals such as Markets and Morality, Economic Affairs, and Oxford Analytica. He's a regular op-ed contributor to the Wall Street Journal Europe, and the Washington Times. He's currently the research director at the Acton Institute, an adjunct professor at the Pontifical Lateran University. And his topic today is Pope Benedict the 16th, Europe's Crisis of Faith and Reason, which draws on a forthcoming book. Dr. Michael Burley, our second speaker, I'll introduce everybody at once, is an historian and journalist who's written over 10 books, including the award-winning The Third Reich, A New History, Earthly Powers, Sacred Causes, and his latest book called Blood and Rage, A Cultural History of Terrorism. Blood and Rage is not out yet in the United States. You have to go onto amazon.co.uk to get a copy, but a year from now, it will be out in an updated American edition. He also has made 3 award-winning television documentaries, as well as one called Dark Enlightenments, about the spiritual ills of our time, spiritual ills that that date back from the great age of skepticism in the 18th century. He's a regular contributor to the Sunday Times, the Telegraph, and the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail's daily circulation is 2.6 million. Dr. Burley currently advises David Cameron on terrorism and international security. He will discuss religion and culture in British society. And our third panelist, Bart-Jan Spruit, is a Dutch scholar and the head of the Edmund Burke Institute in the Netherlands, one of the leading Dutch conservatives. He is the editor of a weekly publication called Opinio. He has been a journalist, a think tank director. He holds a doctorate He studied at the University of Utrecht and Leiden University, and he is a member of the Dutch Reformed Church, if I have the translation to English correctly. And he will speak about the current situation in the Netherlands, which is especially important to us because I think that the Netherlands have become the canary in the coal mine in terms of the Western challenge to assimilate other cultures. And after our three presentations, we will be open for questions. Thank you.